Hello and welcome to Jimmy's Wrestling Report for December 27th, 2014. I took the two-hour journey north to Elizabethtown, Kentucky for some Ohio Valley wrestling action. Our officials for the evening were our OVW senior official Joe Wheeler and AJ the ref. The ring announcing was done by the four-time Emmy-winning anchorman Gilbert Corsi. The pastor of disaster, Reverend Stuart Miles, comes out to give us a good word before his match.
Hello, sinners! I have a good word for you this evening. And the good word is... gift! Because you see, from people who love me. And all of you children, I know that your parents don't love you enough to get you anything. But let me tell you tonight, the pastor has a gift for all of you. Because tonight the pastor is going to destroy another heathen and send him right where he belongs. Each and every single one of you will burn for eternity if you follow the path that he is following. And tonight your gift, your free gift, is for me to turn you from your fate and show you the way. Peace be with you all.
The heathen that will serve as Miles' opponent tonight is none other than S.K. Evesledge. And S.K. immediately grabs a wrist lock on Stuart Miles, who ducks to the safety of the ropes. Of course, S.K. has not been on OVW TV to my knowledge. Now they lock him again, and S.K. takes him over, and Miles rolls out of the ring. Perhaps needs to say some rosary or something. Of course, Miles is all alone tonight without his apostle Jake Clazier and his altar boy, Jade Dawson. Perhaps he's punishing them by making them scrub out the baptismal font or something. Miles now back in the ring. Another arm drag by SK. There's a hip toss. And once again, Miles retreats to the safety of the floor. And the fans do not care much for Reverend Stuart Miles. They might care more if maybe he brought some grape juice and some crackers along next time. And SK with a drop kick, and again, Miles retreats. SK is probably just going to have to go out and chase him. And he does. Well, for some reason, he's leading a USA chant. Of course, Miles is just as American as he is. SK goes to slug Miles, but Miles ducks and shoves him into the ring post. Now they're out here on the floor. Miles drops SK right across the rails by his throat and then shoves him back first into the apron. Well, you got to admit, it's kind of a... irrelevant chant here. Miles stomps away, drops down covers, but only gets two as referee Joe Wheeler keeps a keen eye on them. Now Miles choking SK in the ropes. Miles bangs SK's head in the turnbuckle, rams some shoulders in the middle. SK a little taller than Miles. They're about the same size otherwise, though. Ooh, two slaps. Oh, Miles going for a 10 slap, but he only did three. Miles another banging of SK's head off the turnbuckle, whips him across, and SK goes down on the mat. Miles hooks the leg and covers, but it still only gets two. Pulls him back down, hooks the leg, covers again. I thought USWO senior official JW Boogie Stratton counted slow, but man, Joe Wheeler really counts slow. Now Miles butterflying the arms. SK is going to have to try to break free from this. He's trying to hawk off a little bit so he can get back to his feet. And he does. Miles shoves him right back down to the mat. Miles now proclaiming his innocence, invoking some religious themes here on this. It goes right back to the butterflying of the arms. So SK is going to have to hulk up again. And again, he gets to his feet. SK ducks a lariat. Oh, clothesline for Miles. Another one. SK is all fired up. There's number three. SK scooping a slam. SK off the ropes. Snapmare. Well, SK calling for something here. SK kick goes for a neckbreaker, but Miles shoves him into the corner. Here comes Miles, misses. SK tries to get a schoolboy, but Miles hanging on, drops down. Miles grabs the ropes. Joe Wheeler counts three, and that'll do it. Well, fans congratulate SK on the job well done despite the blatant cheating from Miles. Before our next match featuring Diamond Steel, Ryan Howe, it's guitar solo time. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Ryan Howe and his guitar is out here, and time for a solo. Ryan Howe with a guitar solo that is worth at least $2 of my $8 admission. Wonder if any of his rough cuts are around. Well, Leon Shelley is not impressed with Howe or rock and roll for that matter. Well, being he has no class, that's not surprising. So here we go, Ryan Howe grabbing a headlock on Shelley, one half of the No Class Connection. Howe with a big shoulder block and grabs another headlock. No sign of Shelley's partner, Deonta Davis, yet that is. Ooh, Shelley now reverses and grabs his own headlock. Howe shoots him in the ropes, Shelley off with a shoulder block. And now Shelley back to the headlock. Howe grabs a wrist and reverses it. Now he's got a top wrist lock. And now Howe's going to grind on that big nappy head of Leon Shelley. Shelley with a shot to the ribs as he backs Howe into the corner. Howe reverse whips Shelley across. Comes off. And nails him with a forearm and back to the headlock. For Diamond Steel, Ryan Howe. Howe now takes Shelley down to the mat. But Shelley right back up. Oh, now Shelley reverses it and grabs his own headlock. And we got a lot of trade moves and stuff. And Shelley with another shot to the ribs. But Howe responds with a right to the jaw. And another one puts Shelley down. There's a drop kick. Howe picks Shelley up. Body slam. And Howe drops a fist. Now he's got Shelley over in the corner. Whip Shelly across. Oh, Howell calling for the whammy bar. But Shelly counters it with a hair pull takedown. Shelly trying to go for a half Nelson, but can't get around Howell's massive shoulders. Shelly now with a forearm upside the head of Diamond Steel Ryan Howell, making his return to the podcast after over 4 years. Howell tries a leapfrog, but Shelly clubs him in the back of the head. Shelly shoots Howell in the corner, but runs into a Ryan Howell elbow. Howell with a crossbody plants Shelly into the mat. Howell now with Shelly in a fireman's carry. Shelly apparently raked the eyes. Dropped down behind Howell and chop blocks him. Shelly now pounding on Howell in the corner. And AJ, the ref, asks Shelly nicely to please stop doing that because it's against the rules. So Shelly instead drapes Howell's leg over the bottom rope and stands on it. Now Shelly pulls back on the leg as it's wrapped around the bottom rope. Shelly bounces down on that on the side of Howell's knee. Howell with a roll up, but only gets two. Shelly once again kicks the leg, and Howell's down on the mat, going to work on the leg of wrestling's rock star, Dean Hill's favorite superstar, Ryan Howell. Howell struggling to get back to his feet. Here's Shelly, another kick to the back of the leg. Shelly now trying to go for a single leg crab here. AJ the ref checking with Howell. Shelly's got a hold of that crab. Howell is scooting slowly towards the bottom rope. And he's going to make it. And AJ the ref tells Shelly he's got to let go of the hold. Howell, sitting on the apron, manages to pull himself up and kick Shelly in the head. Howell now bangs Shelly's head in the turnbuckle and steps back into the ring. Howell now going up to the second rope. And there's a chart topper. And cover. And that'll do it. And there is much rejoicing because Diamond Steel Ryan Howell has come out victorious here in Elizabethtown tonight.
And for you fans who are joining us from the Louisville area tonight, after the show, wrestling rock star Ryan Howell taking the stage with the Velcro Pygmies at Phoenix Hill Tavern on Baxter Avenue in Louisville, Kentucky. That's later tonight. You can see Ryan Howell rocking it live at Phoenix Hill with the Velcro Pygmies.
Match number 3 features the man with the stash, cane, and derby hat. No, it's not Bat Masterson. It's Dapper Dan as he takes on OVW's deaf superstar, Ram Jam Jonathan Ramser. And Dapper Dan takes advantage of the ref turning his back and immediately goes after Jonathan Ramser. Dan swings and misses, and Ramser starts connecting on some rights. And Dan rolls out, and maybe he needs to rethink his strategy. I think Ramser might have messed up his mustache a little bit. So Dan's with his vest off now, back in the ring. Ramser headlocks, but Dan grabs his ears and pulls him into a headlock of his own. Ramser shoots Dan in the ropes. Dan blocks him down. Now Dan back to the headlock. And once again, Ramser shoots him into the ropes. And once again, Ramser gets blocked down. Now Dan leapfrogs. There's another block down. And we're right back to the headlock. Well, let's see if this works out any different. Nope. And again, Dan leapfrogs. Dan swings at Ranzer. Ranzer cross body, hooks leg, but can only get, well, he actually only got one on that. But. And Ranzer grabs the headlock. Dan picks up Ranzer. Ranzer drops behind. Comes off the ropes. Comes off with an elbow, puts Dan down, but Ranzer appears to have gotten the worst of it. Now Dan run over and stomping on Ranzer. Dan going to work on the leg of Ram Jam Jonathan Ranzer. Dan pounding away on the leg and snaps it backwards. Ranzer rolls the ropes and tries to pull himself up, but Dan's right there. Dan tries to whip Ranzer across, but Ranzer's leg gives out on him, and he kind of stumbles down to the apron. Dan, once again, grabs Ranzer by the ankle and yanks his leg and then rolls back, but only gets two. Well, lots of people call it, referring to Dan as Diaper Dan. Ranzer back on his feet, barely. And Dan with a one-legged atomic drop. And now Dan setting up for a figure four. Unfortunately, Dean Hill is not here to tell Ranzer to turn into the pain. Not that Ranzer could hear it anyway. Meanwhile, Dan's grabbing the ropes to help with the leverage. AJ, the ref, didn't see it the first time because he was checking on Ranzer. And Dan again grabs the ropes when AJ has his back turned. AJ counts two on Ranzer, but then notices that the ropes are vibrating. Well, either that or we're having an earthquake here. And they do have earthquake instructions posted in the hallways here at the Von Reno Starks Community Center. Well, this time AJ turns around and catches Dan hanging on the ropes. AJ stomps Dan's hands while they're on the ropes. And meanwhile, Ranzer has turned the hold over. And Dan grabs the bottom ropes and pulls himself away. Ranzer just back to his feet, and Dan chop blocks him. Now Dan grabs Ranzer by the leg, pulls him to the apron, and bangs the back of his leg across the apron. Now he's going to drag him over the ring post. Dan bangs Ranzer's leg into the ring post. Now here's AJ out here to try to alleviate this situation and get wrestlers back in the ring where they belong. Well, Dan trying to challenge a fan who does not have nearly as good a mustache as Dapper Dan does. Dan grabs Ranzer, rolls him back into the ring. Dan goes for a slingshot senton like he tried to do on TV last week, but Ranzer rolls out of the way. Ranzer gets off a few spin kicks to the leg, but Dan grabs the leg he's been working on. Ranzer with an enziguri staggers Dan for a moment. Ranzer trying to get back up to solid footing. Ranzer with some rights comes off the ropes, and they kind of clothesline each other and go down. So now here's where AJ the ref will have to count. So AJ just gets the eight. Ranzer is back on his feet. Ranzer climbing on the corner, but Dan comes right over there. And now Dan and Ranzer are both on the second rope. Dan talking smack and gets punched in the face. Ranzer with a headbutt, and down goes Dan. Ranzer on the top turnbuckle, drops down. But 2 3/5 or 2.6 for those of you who prefer to use decimals. Ranzer swings and misses. Dan with the German suplex. Hooks the leg. And that'll do it. So Dapper Dan walks away a winner here at the Von Reno Starks Community Center. It's time for our OVW champion, Adam Revolver, to bring out his magic beanie and draw out another challenger for his title tonight.
Well, how do we get- Only one name, Gilbert. No, no. Here we go. I'm picking a name. Fair and square. The name in the hat, ladies and gentlemen.
Of course, here's Adam Wilde right out here after his name is drawn. And look, Wilde's got tassels hanging off of his knee pads. Not something you see every day. And Joe Wheeler holds up the OVW Championship, signifying that, yes, Adam Wilde can win this title tonight. And Revolver starts out grabbing a headlock on Wilde and grinding on it. A Revolver off the ropes, and Wilde hits him with a drop kick, and Revolver rolls out to maybe, yeah, calling timeout. Revolver now with his thoughts gathered, carefully climbs back in the ring, and ready to face his peril against the young superstar Adam Wilde. Either way, there's going to be an Adam winning this match. Test of strength here. A Revolver with a knee to the midsection, grabs the arm, there's a chop. Ooh, a hard chop by Revolver. Whips him Wilde across and rams shoulders in the midsection. Revolver whips Wilde across again. Revolver leapfrogs, but Wilde takes him over. Vertical splash. It doesn't get a cover though. Wilde springs off the second turnbuckle, but Revolver's already rolled out of the ring again. Wilde now poses in the ring, Revolver right back in and jumps him from behind. Revolver bangs Wilde's head in the turnbuckle. Revolver tries a suplex, Wilde blocks it and throws one of his own. There's a standing dropkick, puts Revolver in the corner. Here comes Wilde. Misses a splash as Revolver gets out of the way. Revolver with a knee lift and cuts Wilde a flip down to the mat. Yes, Adam Revolver, our OVW champion. And also OVW Triple Crown champion number 13. Wilde gets dumped through the ropes and out to the floor as Revolver grabs him and chucks him out. Joe Wheeler not happy with this, but it's not really a violation of the rules. Revolver grabs Wilde and slings him back across and back into the ring. Now some boots to the ribs by our OVW champion, Adam Revolver. Revolver now going for an abdominal stretch. And he's awful close to them ropes, and you know what's going to happen next. Revolver now reaches around behind his back, grabs his left wrist that he's got Wilde in hold with, and pulls back on it for more leverage without having to grab the ropes. Revolver with a body scissors, and he's taking them forearms, wearing out Wilde in his curly hair, now rubs his face into the mat. Revolver only gets two as he pins Wilde's arms down on the mat. Once again, only gets two. Wilde now, nice bridge. But Revolver sits on it and puts him back down on the mat. Revolver rolls him over. But Wilde kicks out at two. Revolver shoots Wilde into the corner, and Wilde hits that corner hard and goes down. Revolver catches Wilde off the ropes and flapjacks him. We're hooks, leg, and covers, but only gets two. Well, Wilde was awful close to the ropes on that one. Revolver back to the body scissors. Well, I don't think he's going to get Wilde to submit to body scissors. Wilde trying to scoot towards the bottom rope, but Revolver grabs a handful of hair and pulls him back to center of the ring. Revolver now up and kicks Wilde in the ribs. And another stomp in the ribs. Revolver acts like he's going to set up a pile driver. Joe Wheeler telling him not to do it. So Revolver instead just knees him in the rib. Revolver just bangs Wild's head in the turnbuckles. Revolver again tries a suplex. Wild blocks it, gets a small package for two. Here comes Revolver, but Wild gets out of the way. Revolver hits the corner full speed. Drop toe hold by Wild. And a hard kick to the ribs by Adam Wild. Wild flapjacks Revolver as payback for getting it a few minutes ago. Wild with a wild splash. Wild off the rope. Came off with a knee. I think Revolver might have got him in the face. Wild covers, but Revolver grabs the bottom rope. And so much for that. Revolver pulls himself up on the apron and snaps Wild's neck on the top rope. Revolver back in, and he's got the sleeper. Wild snapmares free, comes off the rope, misses on a kick. Revolver rolls him up. Looks like he might have had a handful of tights, but Wild is able to kick him away, so Revolver doesn't get the three. Revolver fisherman suplex, and now starts pounding on that head. Revolver charges at Wild. Wild ducks, and Revolver's knee hits the turnbuckle. Oklahoma roll by Wild. Barely got to. That's about 1.9. Revolver again with the sleeper and pulls Wild down to the mat. Wild is awful close to the ropes, but that's two arm drops already. And plop goes the third one, and so much for that. Revolver grabs the magic beanie and the belt and departs the ring area. Gilbert better be careful. His name might be in that beanie next time.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will see what happens January 3rd, the Saturday Night Special, when Revolver has to put that title on the line against one Michael Cage.
After intermission, our OVW Tag Team Champions, the Fabulous Freebodies, the Body Guy and Big John Body, come out and assume they have the night off since their scheduled opponents did not show up. Gilbert has received word from our OVW acting chairman Jim Cornette that they assumed wrong, and we get a second guitar solo with no increase in price.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is officially safe to say that Big John Body and the Body Guy, the Fabulous Three Bodies, will be ringing in 2015 as your OVW Southern Tag Team Champion. Now the reason for that being, we came here all the way to E-Town for the competition we demand, and it looks like we got the night off. So ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you next year at the Saturday Night Special, still the Tag Team Champions. Thank you and good night. Chairman Jim Cornette, and you don't get a fast pass to Easy Street tonight. What happened to the opponent that was scheduled for you? But there's two guys in that who have already competed who want a shot right now at those OVW Southern Tag Team Championships. And what the boss says goes, and the boss says that you defend.
Oh, we get to to see Ryan Howe out here again and Adam Wilde. Oh, a little slow ride. Well, let's see. That's another guitar solo, so that's another worth another $2 of my $8 admission fee. Of course, getting to see Body Guy, that's worth another dollar and a half at least. And the Free Bodies attack before the bell. Big John pounds away on Howe, and meanwhile, Body Guy hammers on Wild. Well, they try to slam Howe and Wild, but they both drop behind, and both of them drop kick Body Guy and Big John. Big John drop kicked out of the ring. Body Guy had been drop kicked and kneeled behind him. Howe and Wild double drop kick Big John over Body Guy and out to the floor. Now Big John has made his way back to the apron and the corner. Meanwhile, Body Guy getting worked on in the rock and roll corner, so to speak. Of course, Gilbert had been bragging about Howe and Wild from their performance at the December Saturday Night Special when they teamed up. And so far, it seems like they're meshing rather well together. Howe holds Body Guy's arms. Wild off the top. And now Wild is going to return the favor as Howe climbs up top. And poor Body Guy getting his arm all bashed in. Body Guy whipped to the ropes. Double hip toss. Body Guy grabs a handful of hair and whips Wild across right into a knee to the back from Big John. AJ, the ref, questioning what happened here. Of course, he's not going to get a straight answer. And here's a tag on Big John Body, one half of the Fabulous Free Bodies, our OVW Tag Team Champions. Big John shoots Wild into the Free Body corner, and Wild goes down to the mat. And here's a tag on Body Guy. And Body Guy gets whipped into Wild. Big John splashes Wild, and Wild is in a bad state of affairs over in the Free Body corner. Body Guy now talking smack and stomping Wild. Don't think he'd have it any other way. And here's Big John back in. Big John sets up Wild for a suplex. And there you go. All the time, Big John staring at a hole through Ryan Howe, who hasn't tried to enter illegally yet. Body Guy now with some forearms upside the head of Adam Wild. And now Body Guy with a front face lock on the mat on Adam Wild. Wild back to his feet. There's a double throat jab by the Body Guy. Here's Big John back in. Big John, a hand around the throat of Adam Wild. And AJ the ref is not pleased with that behavior and lets Big John know about it. Big John pulls Adam Wild up by the ears, and Body Guy pops him in the ribs. Wild reverse whips Body Guy into a neutral corner. And there's a tag on Big John. And Big John pulls Adam Wild over towards the Free Body corner. Not a good place for Adam Wild to be. Now Big John holding kind of an inverted pull Nelson on Adam Wild. Body Guy with a forearm shot right to the jaw of Adam Wild. Meanwhile, Howe now arguing with the Body Guy. Wild whipped again into the Free Body corner. And here's Body Guy back in. But Wild flops down. Body Guy hits the corner full speed. Body Guy runs out and grabs Wild before he can get over and make a tag. Wild drops down behind Body Guy and makes a tag on. Here's Ryan Howe. And Body Guy gets popped in the face as Howe comes into the ring. Ryan Howe firing away on Body Guy. Body Guy whips Howe in the ropes. Howe, the drop and pop. And tags right back out to Wild. Body Guy whipped to the ropes. Double suplex. Now AJ trying to keep one in and one out. AJ with Howe as Big John runs in and big boots Wild. Body Guy covers. And there's the pin. And the Fabulous Freebodies are going to Saturday Night Special as the OVW Tag Team Champions. Our main event of the evening is a sort of preview of the January 3rd Saturday Night Special as War Machine, Shiloh Jones and Eric Locker, along with Michael Titus and Josh Ashcraft, do battle with Trailer Park Trash and our OVW owner, Nightmare Danny Davis. Well, Shiloh Jones and Eric Locker are hiding behind the curtain, ready to attack Danny Davis and Trailer Park Trash as they come out. Meanwhile, Michael Titus and Josh Ashcraft, his assistant, are in the ring. And here we go. Locker drags Trailer Park Trash to the ring, and we're underway officially. Locker whips TBT across hard into the corner. Here's Davis finally making it in after fighting off Jones. Titus now over taunting Trailer Park Trash. Titus is in like a white suit even though it's after Labor Day. Locker now with a boot to the throat of Trailer Park Trash. Of course, this match will also take place at the Saturday Night Special. But Titus will have to participate as a wrestler in this match. Locker now with Trash draped over the middle rope. And Titus runs over and chokes. Now Shiloh Jones choking as well. Titus runs over and taunts Danny Davis. Meanwhile, Locker's just wearing out that head on Trailer Park Trash despite the objections of OVW senior official Joe Wheeler. Of course, Ashcraft out here in a shirt and tie and jeans as Titus's assistant. Locker holds Trailer Park Trash and Jones comes off with a fist to the midsection. Now Trash trying to fight off Jones. But Jones just wails away on him with forearms. For those of you in Tennessee that are listening to this, not familiar with Michael Titus, the best way I can describe something along the lines of Scott Bowden, except Titus has a pompadour. Locker now with a rear chin lock on Trailer Park Trash, our OVW Director of Operations. Of course, Danny Davis does not have the Nightmare star painted on his head. Locker holds Trash down. Jones comes off the ropes with a stomp to the ribs. Jones with a two-handed cover, and thus only it's two. And turns over to have a few words with Davis. Jones looks like he has a rear chin locker. He may just be choking. Apparently Joe Wheeler thinks he is. And here's Locker back in. Locker with some knees to the ribs on Trailer Park Trash. Jones, he's all happy and stuff tonight about getting a beat down Trailer Park Trash. Locker waiting for Trash to get up. Walker now with a waist lock, maybe trying to set up a German suplex, but Trash elbows him in the head. There's a right fist to the Walker's jaw from Trailer Park Crash. Crash now finally starting to get some offense in. Tries to make his way to Davis. The Walker grabs him and bangs his head in the turnbuckle. Walker now over taunting Davis, and Wheeler has to keep order. And now Trash getting double teamed briefly, and now Walker back to a what looks to be a rear chin lock. Joe Wheeler right on the case, making sure it's nothing illegal. Not that there's tons of other illegal stuff going on. Trash's arm drops twice, so apparently Walker has a sleeper. But Trash keeps his arm up on the third one. Trash back to his feet with some body blows. Comes off the ropes. And they collide. Both Trash and Walker are down. And Wheeler starts to count. Titus and Ashcraft really animated on the outside. Of course, Ashcraft was fired by Jim Cornette as a referee and now has become Titus's assistant. Trash on all fours. He's kind of crawling towards the wrong corner. There's a tag on Jones. Trash crawls under Jones, rolls, and here's a tag on Danny Davis. It's going to be a nightmare for somebody here. Davis, house on fire here. Right fist for Jones. Walker, Jones. Another one for Walker. Davis shoots Walker into Jones. Here's a tag on Trash. Well, you might as well just have all four of them in the ring here. Trash with a chop for Jones. Jones and Walker get whipped together. Davis and Walker out on the floor. Trash picks up Jones, a body slam, cover. Here's Titus in the ring. And that's going to be a disqualification. And of course, we got the sore loser attack. Walker Jones both attacking Trailer Park Crash after the DQ. Titus now in the ring supervising. Ashcraft has the mic. Here comes AJ the ref. Walker holds Trailer Park Crash and Titus slaps him. Then Titus slaps Davis too while Jones and Ashcraft hold him. Oh, more slap. Now Ashcraft and Wheeler about to go at it. Ashcraft nails Wheeler. Walker holds Trash and Jones slugs him. Walker pops Danny Davis in the jaw. Davis still hanging on the middle of the ropes, kneeled down on the apron. Titus Enterprises stands victorious in the ring for a week anyway. Now Walker grabs Davis and pulls him into the ring. And of course this is getting filmed so Jim Cornette can watch it. Titus Enterprises exits the ring area. Wheeler is laid out. Trash laid out. Davis is struggling to get back up.
Vengeance comes Saturday, Titus! Vengeance comes Saturday! Ladies and gentlemen, January 3rd, it is a money-back guarantee! Every person in the House of Davis Arena next Saturday night, either Titus Reed with his coma, Titus Reed with a giant or every person in the building on Saturday night gets their money back! Let's see what happens! Trash and Danny get their hands on the war machine and then rush that drum.
The events from tonight are sure to be continued on OVW television in the coming days. Go to ovwrestling.com for the latest episodes that are posted every Monday. As for the podcast, stay tuned as you never know where it will turn up next. Thank you for listening.